NPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Primary ballots start going out to Colorado voters today. They have to be returned by June 28th for the primary election. Registered Republicans and Democrats can vote only in their party's primary. Unaffiliated voters get both parties' ballots, but they can only return one. The highest profile primaries are on the Republican side in races for U.S. Senate, Governor, and Secretary of State. Coloradans' political affiliation has a lot to do with how they see public education. CPR's Jenny Brundine reports on a new survey from Magellan Strategies.
Democratic voters are deeply frustrated with underfunded public schools. They say teachers are underpaid and undervalued, and they say there is too much focus on standardized tests. Meantime, Republican voters believe public schools are, quote, indoctrinating students with liberal ideology and radical social justice and environmental ideals. The majority of respondents think better funding will improve students' education, with the highest support among younger voters. Jenny Brundine, CPR News.
A Lakewood tattoo parlor will pay a man almost $5,000 after the business discriminated against him because of his HIV status. CPR's Allison Sherry has more.
The settlement agreement was announced by the U.S. Attorney's Office and resolves a claim a man made under the Americans with Disabilities Act. The man with HIV disclosed his status to a tattoo artist at Iconic Ink Tattoo in March 2020. After that, he was refused service. Both the tattoo parlor and the artist are compensating the man, and the tattoo company agreed to develop a non-discrimination policy and train its employees. No one is supposed to ask any potential customer about HIV status. I'm Allison Sherry, CPR News.
Southwest Airlines could be fined more than $1 million for allegedly violating Colorado's labor laws. State labor officials say they found dozens of violations, including denying leave for workers who were diagnosed with or showing symptoms of COVID-19. The airline is suing to block the fine. I'm Mike Lamp. This is CPR News.